Hear America Speak. Lesson 6. What's up? John is telephoning his friend George. Listen to their conversation. Try to understand as much as you can without stopping the tape.
Hello?
Hello, George?
Yeah, who's this?
John.
Thought so.
Yeah? Then how come you asked?
Wasn't sure. Anyway, so what's up?
Surf. 2 to 3 feet at Santa Monica. Wanna go?
Yeah? How do you know?
Just heard it on the radio.
Can we get a ride?
I don't think so. How about the bus?
Yeah, we could. Let me ask around first. Might find a ride. I'll call you back, okay?
Yeah, but don't take too long.
Nah, I won't. S'long.
See ya. Don't listen to the tape again yet. Listen to these questions first. See how many answers you already know from listening just once. Don't write anything now. Just listen and think of the answers. Question 1.
Did John call George, or did George call John?
Question 2.
Who said hello first, George or John?
Question 3.
Did George know John's voice?
Question 4.
Do you think John and George are good friends?
Question 5.
What news did John tell George?
Question 6.
What did John invite George to do?
Question 7.
Where did John want to go surfing?
Question 8.
Where did John learn about the good surf?
Question 9.
Did George want to go surfing with John?
Question 10.
Did they want to walk to the beach?
Question 11.
Did they have a car?
Question 12.
Was George going to ask someone else about a ride to the beach?
Question 13.
Do you think they'll ride the bus to the beach?
Now listen to questions 1 and 2 again, and then to the conversation. Don't stop the tape, but circle the correct answers quickly. Question 1.
Did John call George, or did George call John?
And question 2.
Who said hello first, George or John?
Hello?
Hello, George?
Yeah, who's this?
John.
Thought so.
Question 1 was, did John call George, or did George call John? The correct answer is...
A. John called George.
Question 2 was, who said hello first, George or John? The correct answer is...
B. George did.
Write your number correct in the blank. Now read about the new words in your book before we do the next questions. Ready? Listen now to questions 3 and 4. Then listen to the conversation again and circle the correct answers. Question number 3.
Did George know John's voice?
And question number 4.
Do you think John and George are good friends?
Hello?
Hello, George?
Yeah, who's this?
John.
Thought so.
Yeah? Then how come you asked?
Wasn't sure.
Questions 3 and 4 and their answers are... Question 3. Did George know John's voice? The answer is...
A. Perhaps he did.
Question 4. Do you think John and George are good friends? Your answer should be...
A. Yes, I think so.
Write your number correct. Now listen to the conversation to find out the news John told George.
Hello?
Hello, George?
Yeah, who's this?
John.
Thought so.
Yeah? Then how come you asked?
Wasn't sure. Anyway, so what's up?
Surf. 2 to 3 feet at Santa Monica. Wanna go?
Yeah? How do you know?
Just heard it on the radio. Now write the answers to these questions. Question 5.
What news did John tell George?
Question 6.
What did John invite George to do?
Question 7.
Where did John want to go surfing?
Question 8.
Where did John learn about the good surf?
Your answers should be number 5.
There's 2 to 3 foot surf, S-U-R-F, at Santa Monica, capital S-A-N-T-A, capital M-O-N-I-C-A.
Number 6.
He invited him to go, G-O, surfing.
Number 7.
He wanted to go to Santa Monica. Did you spell Santa Monica with a capital S and a capital M?
Number 8.
He learned, L-E-A-R-N-E-D, about it on the radio, R-A-D-I-O. How many did you get correct this time?
Now read about the new words. Are you ready? You will hear questions 9, 10, and 11, and then the conversation. Circle the correct answer to each one. Number 9.
Did George want to go surfing with John?
Number 10.
Did they want to walk to the beach?
Number 11.
Did they have a car?
Hello?
Hello, George?
Yeah, who's this?
John.
Thought so.
Yeah? Then how come you asked?
Wasn't sure. Anyway, so what's up?
Surf. 2 to 3 feet at Santa Monica. Wanna go?
Yeah? How do you know?
Just heard it on the radio.
Can we get a ride?
I don't think so. How about the bus?
Yeah, we could.
Question 9.
Did George want to go surfing with John?
Question 10.
Did they want to walk to the beach?
Question 11.
Did they have a car?
Your answers should be number 9.
A. Yes, he did.
Number 10.
B. No, they didn't.
And number 11.
B. No, they didn't.
Now write your number correct in the blank. Now look at the new words. Ready? There are just 2 more questions. Was George going to ask someone else about a ride to the beach? And, do you think they'll ride the bus to the beach? Listen to the end of the conversation and then answer questions 12 and 13.
Let me ask around first. Might find a ride. I'll call you back, okay?
Yeah, but don't take too long.
No, I won't. S'long.
See ya. Number 12.
Was George going to ask someone else about a ride to the beach?
Number 13 has 2 correct answers, so circle 2 answers.
Do you think they'll ride the bus to the beach?
The answer to number 12, was George going to ask someone else about a ride to the beach, is
A. Yes, he was.
There are 2 answers to number 13.
Both C and D. The question is, do you think they'll ride the bus to the beach? C answers the do you think part. D answers the part about riding the bus. Both answers are correct in English conversation.
Did you get 3 correct answers for questions 12 and 13? Write your number correct in the blank now. Listen to the conversation again. You should now understand all of it. Do you?
Hello?
Hello, George?
Yeah, who's this?
John.
Thought so.
Yeah? Then how come you asked?
Wasn't sure. Anyway, so what's up?
Surf. 2 to 3 feet at Santa Monica. Wanna go?
Yeah? How do you know?
Just heard it on the radio.
Can we get a ride?
I don't think so. How about the bus?
Yeah, we could. Let me ask around first. Might find a ride. I'll call you back, okay?
Yeah, but don't take too long.
No, I won't. S'long.
See ya. This is the end of Lesson 6.